Good morning. We are at the very bottom of Sadi Beis Amud Aleph. In the Ein Yaakov Mavor on page Samach Bet, letter Mem Chet. Tana Devei Eliyahu was taught in the Medrash known as Tana Devei Eliyahu by Eliyahu Anavi to Rav Anan, as described in the Gemara in Ksubos. Tzadikim Shatir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achayotan, the tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to bring back to life, Einam Chozrim L'Afaram, or will not return to their dust. Now, just a couple of comments on those words. Argyrsa says tzadikim. Some Rishonim, like the Ramban, have a girsa metim, which will lead to a discussion about who is chesamesim for, and is there more than one chesamesim, one for tzadikim and one for everybody else? And that is one thing we will discuss today. Another thing to note about these words is that it doesn't say tzadikim shatir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achayotan einam metim. It doesn't say they don't die. It says they don't return to their dust. They won't return to their dust. So we will discuss what that means. Shenemar, v'ayad nishar b'tzion v'anotar b'Yerushalayim kadosh yam merlo. Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel says, it will be the one who is left in Tzion and the remnant in Yerushalayim will be called Kadosh, Kol HaKatuv L'Chaim Yerushalayim, all who are written for life in Yerushalayim. Ma Kadosh L'Olam Kayam, just as one who is Kadosh, who limits his material existence and focuses on his spiritual existence, will live forever. Afheim L'Olam Kayamin, so too, they will exist forever. V'im tomar, and if you'll say, otan shanim, those years, or otan elef shanim, those 1,000 years, we'll talk about that too. Sh'atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'charish ben tolamo, when Hashem will renew his world. Sh'nemar, v'yiskav Hashem v'vado v'yamahu, as it says, Hashem alone will remain on that day, because the world will be, in some sense, destroyed and then renewed. Tzadikim mahim osim. So what will the tzadikim do during that time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asalem knafayim k'nasharim. Hashem will make them wings like eagles. V'shatina p'nei amayim. And they will float over the water. Sh'nemar alkein lo nira b'hamir aretz. It says, therefore, we will not fear when Hashem exchanges the world. The gomer, etc. V'shem atomar yeshem tsar. Maybe you'll say that it will be painful for them. Tamud Lamar v'koyei Hashem yachalifu koach, says those who hope for Hashem will exchange their strength. Yalu eiver kansharim, they will grow limbs like eagles. Yerutzu v'lo yigau, they will run and not tire. Yalchu v'lo yafu, they will go and not become tired. I guess yafu is tired, yigau is exhausted. The same idea. I saw they will grow a limb like eagles. So I saw someone, now I don't remember who explained that even eagles are limited in their flight because they lose their wing, their feathers, and grow new feathers. But the tzaddikim will have they will have permanent wings. This is all figurative. It doesn't mean have wings. It's a mashal, presumably. But what it means, unlike the eagles unlike the eagles who lose their feathers and at times cannot fly, tzadikim will be able to fly around for 1,000 years without getting tired. Rashi says, Shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's on page Samach Bet in this edition. Shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaChayot, it's the those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to bring back to life. Limot HaMashiach LaChar Shichyu. When will this be? The days of Mashiach, after they come back to life. Shuv Ein Chozrin LaFaran, they will not return to their dust. Ben Limot HaMashiach Ben L'Olam Haba, not in the days of Mashiach, and not in Olam Haba. Ela basar mitkeim aleihem ad sheyashuvu v'yichyu latid lavo. Their flesh will remain on them until they come back to life again, the time of Tchias HaMesim. Rashi is telling us that the tzaddikim who that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to bring back to life in the days of Mashiach are going to die again.
Right.
But their bodies will remain intact until the second Tchias HaMesim in Olam Haba. We can understand from Rashi that there are two Tchias HaMesims, one in Olam Haba, and one in the days of Mashiach for Tzadikim. Okay. So the next Rashi. V'otan shanim shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadesh olamo. Those years when Hashem will renew their world, v'yeh olam zeh charev elaf shanim, the world will be desolate for 1,000 years, will be destroyed. Otan tzadikim hecham heim. Where will these tzadikim be? Ho'il ve'inan nikbarim ba'aretz. They won't be buried in the earth. Says, you know, chozrim lafaran, they won't go back to the dust. So where will they be? They'll be dead, but where will they be? So the Gemara answers that they will have wings and fly around. It seems that Rashi is saying that tzaddikim who died already, rather than being buried, they will be floating around in the air until the time of the second Tchias HaMesim. So Rashi seems to be saying
there won't be anyone else around to see it, though.
There won't be anyone else around to see it. That's true. Okay. The now that is just Rashi's understanding. We'll see other understandings. Now the riff in the Ein Yaakov, not the same riff as the riff in the back of the Gemara, it discusses Rashi. And he says, Afal pi shemeitim, even though they will die, inam chozrim lafaram, they won't go back to the earth. Nirash ve'yamim sheyesh mizman ha-mashiach yesh tchia latzadikim v'vad. So it seems from Rashi, really, I spoke a lot of this out already, it seems from Rashi that there's a tchias ha-mesim for tzadikim in the time of Mashiach, for tzadikim alone, u'shar kol yisrael tia tchiatam latid lavo, the rest of the Jewish people, their tchias ha-mesim will be in the future world, not in the days of Mashiach, v'az bila ha-mavet la-netzach, and then Hashem will wipe out death forever. V'diyek lishna detanu be'eliyahu tzadikim shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chayatan. How does Rashi know this? It's from the language of Tanu be'eliyahu. It doesn't say metim shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chayat. It says tzadikim shatid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chayat. Denakat ha b'yom hatchia yichyu kol metei Yisrael. Whereas on the day of Tchias HaMesim, all the Jewish people will come back to life. The Odef Sharlomar, and the riff continues, that it's also possible to say, Leperish Rashi, according to Rashi, Sheish Betchiot L'chol Ha'olam. Even if you do not infer it from the word Tzadikim, that there's a Tchias HaMesim for Tzadikim only. Okay. And as I said, the Ramban's Girsa is not Tzadikim, it's Meitim. Okay. So the riff says, even so, you could learn that there are two Tchias HaMesims, Echad bizman Mashiach v'chad latid lavo, one in the days of Mashiach and one in the future. V'tchiyash ha'yumat Mashiach tzadikim meitim ve'inam nikbarim lachzor lafaram. U'shar b'nei adam chayim meitim v'nikbarim v'aretz ad zman tchiyah. Maybe The Gemara is saying that everybody will come back in the days of Mashiach and die again, but it's the regular people will be buried, however we define tzaddikim versus everyone else. The non-tzaddikim will be buried until the future Tchias HaMesim, and tzaddikim won't need to be buried because they'll have wings and they'll float around for 1,000 years until the time of the second Tchias HaMesim. So that's what the Rif says. Now the Tanya de Eliyahu, there are really four different places that we need to put together to get a full picture. First, the Tanya de Eliyahu says explicitly that there's more than one Tchias HaMesim in Perek Hey. In this edition, paragraph Hey says, "Tchiyat Hametim LaKadosh Baruch Hu BaOlam Hazeh Kedei LaKadesh Shmo Gadol." Hashem does Tchiyas HaMesim in this world in order to sanctify His name. V'chein Tchiyat Hametim LaKadosh Baruch Hu BiMeid Limot Ben David, and there will be Tchiyas HaMesim in the days of David, in days of Mashiach, in days of the son of David. Days of Mashiach, Kedei Litain Sachar Lovav Liyarav. The purpose of that Tchias HaMesim is to give reward to those who love and fear Hashem. V'chein Tchiyat HaMetim LaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Olam Haba, Kedei Litain Din V'Cheshbon. And there will be Tchias HaMesim in the world to come, where everybody will be judged. Shneimar Yichyu Meitecha Neveliti Yikumun Hakitzu V'Anu Shachnei Afar Kita Lorot Talecha Ve'Eretz Frim Tapil. Brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, from which the Gemara actually learns that that Tchias HaMesim is only for those who learn Torah or support Torah. Okay. The Tanya de Eliyahu does not seem to be bringing it in that context, okay. But it says explicitly that there's more than one Tchias HaMesim. We know Tchias HaMesim that Eliyahu did and Elisha did. And there'll be Tchias HaMesim in days of Mashiach, which will be for purposes of reward, which implies that it's only for those who deserve reward. It says lo'ohavav v'li'arav, for those who love him and fear him, implying not for everybody. And then there'll be a Tchias HaMesim in Olam Haba, which will be for the sake of judging everyone. Everyone will come back to be judged, and then they'll be sent wherever they'll be sent, either good or not so good. Our Gemara says Tanya de Eliyahu, and it appears in part in Tanya de Eliyahu Perek Lamed Aleph, Tanya de Eliyahu Rabba. There are two Tanya de Eliyahu's. There's the long one, Rabba, and the short one, Zuta. Rabba means big, and Zuta means small. Gemara in Ksubos explains why there are two. So in Perek Lamed Aleph, paragraph Lamed Vav, it says, "V'chol ha'tzadikim homdim b'tchiyat ha'metim limot ben David, shuv einan chozrim lafram lo'olam." All the tzadikim, it says tzadikim, who will come back for tchiyas ha'mesim, and it adds the words, which are not in our Gemara, limot ben David, in the time of Mashiach, shuv einan chozrim lafram lo'olam, they will never return to the earth. Shneimar, and it brings the same pasuk. Vayani shar b'sion v'natar v'yushalayim kadosh yamer lo. That is the only part of our Gemara which appears here. One of the commentaries, Yeshua Siakov, suggests that there's a scribal error in the Tanya de Eliyahu, and it should have more of our Gemara. That should be here, okay. But you see, it says tzaddikim, and it says explicitly it's talking about the days of Mashiach. Regarding the second Tchias HaMesim in Tanya de Eliyahu Zuta Perek Chaf, describes the day of judgment, and it says that Hashem is going to judge the heaven and earth. and the sun and the moon and the stars and the angels, and he's going to, and he's even going to judge the Midas Hadin. Exactly what that means, I cannot tell you. He's going to say to all of them, "Didn't you see that my Shechina left the world, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and my children were exiled among the nations, and you didn't daven for them?" Maybe some other time we'll talk about what that means, that the heaven and the earth and the sun and the moon and the Kisei Adin. I'm saying some other time we'll maybe talk about what that means. Okay, that's not for right now, but it's describing, I'm mentioning it to tell you, it's describing the severity of the day of judgment. Everything will be judged. And then it says, Halamadata, you learn from here, no creation can escape Hashem's judgment. Afterwards, Hashem will destroy the entire world. It says that Hashem will be left alone on that day. And then Hashem will renew the heaven and earth. That there's the new heaven and the new earth that I will make. And then there will be Tchias HaMesim. Okay. And then it says, and at that time, the earth will speak up and will testify and say, so-and-so did this sin, so-and-so stole, and so-and-so lied, and there will be a judgment on people. So there will be a din on the world, and Hashem will destroy the world, and then we'll create a new world, and then there will be Tchias HaMesim, and then people will be judged. So that is the order of things described. Okay. One last source in the Tanna de Eliyahu to look at, which really is a Gemara later on Daf Tzadi Zion. So we will come back to this in the future, but it ties into this discussion. And this is in Perek Bet, very beginning of Perek Bet of Tanna de Eliyahu Rabba. It's a Gemara. The Tanna de Eliyahu is darshaning the pasuk. Because many drushos on pasuk in Tehillim, Yamim Yutzaru Velo Echad Bahem, that days are created, and one of them is his. Okay, so they darshan it about Shabbos, they darshan it about Yom Kippur, and then it says Davar Acher, Yamim Yutzaru Velo Echad Bahem. Zayom Shvi'i La'olam. By the way, I translated one of them as his as a kriyuktiv. If you look it up in Tehillim, you'll see it says, and not one of them, but it's red, and it's red. One of them is his, from which you see that our pronunciation is not correct because we don't distinguish between lo and lao. Okay. So the Yekis have it right, apparently. But so it says, Davar Acher, Yamim Yutzaru Velo Echad Bahem, Ze Yom Shvi Lolam. This refers to the seventh day of the world. L'fish Olam HaZeh Sheshet Alefim Shana. This world is 6,000 years. Shnei Alefim Tohu, 2,000 years of desolation. Shnei Alefim, that is from creation until Avram Avinu was 52 years old. Shnei Alafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah, which goes from when Avram Avinu was actively engaged in converting people to belief in Hashem until approximately, not exactly, but approximately the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. Shnei Alafim Yemot David, and 2,000 years of the days of Mashiach. Okay, we will discuss this in greater depth when we get to it on Daf Tzadi Zion, where this is quoted. And then it says, "Uva avonotenu shirabu yatsu mashiyatsu." Due to our many sins, the many years of the Yemos Ben David have already passed. Commentaries say this is not part of the Tana Deve Eliyahu, because when the Gemara was completed, more than 700 years of the days of Mashiach, what should have been the days of Mashiach, have already passed. Okay. At the time when the Gemara was completed, that was not a true statement, not even close. And Rav Anan, to whom Eliyahu Navi taught this Medrash, was before that, before the Gemara was completed. So clearly this was put in by a scribe at some later date. It's not part of the Tanna de Eliyahu. And then it says that just like we make one out of 7 years a Shemitah, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a Shemitah for one of his days, which is 1,000 years. As we say, it says in Tehillim, we say in Davening on Shabbos, Ki elef shani beinechek yom etmol, 1,000 years in your eyes is like yesterday. So that is the 1,000 years that will be the Shemitah. That's the 1,000 years that our Gemara, Rashi, are talking about when the Tzadikim will fly around. Right. So from Rashi and from the Tana Deve Eliyahu, 2,000 of desolation before Hashem was revealed to the world, before Avraham Avinu, 2,000 of Torah, and 2,000 of potential days of Mashiach, which still needs explanation. It says 2,000 days of Mashiach, which clearly has not happened. So you could explain it 2,000 years of potential days of Mashiach, except that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make King Chizkiah Mashiach, and he was in the 2,000 years of Torah, well before those 2,000 years ended. So as I said, this is Gemara later, and we'll discuss it later. Just mention it here to put the 1,000 years that we've been talking about in context. What we see from Rashi and from the Tana de Eliyahu is the idea of there being two Tchias HaMesims, one for Tzadikim and one for everyone else. The Radvaz, Shilt Shuvat Radvaz, we've just mentioned the Radvaz a number of times before, lives in the 1500s, rabbi of Egypt, either the Rebbe or the Rebbe's Rebbe of the Arizal in Nigla, in traditional yeshiva studies. So in his Tshuvos, in Chelek Gimel, Simon 1069, he writes, Sha'alta mimeni yedid nafshi, you asked of me, my beloved friend, Azman tchia lafishi kibatam avatecha shu samuch le'elaf shvi, you received a tradition from your ancestors that it will be close to the end of 6,000 years, close to the 7th millennium, imach nasat shabbat ha'olam shukulom rucha, when the Shabbos of the world, which is all rest, will be coming in. If that's the case, then the tzaddikim who died during the exile will not see the goodness of the Jewish people and will not rejoice in their rejoicing. If Tchias HaMesim happens at the end of the period of Mashiach, then all the tzaddikim who ever lived will miss out. Unless they happen to have been alive when Mashiach came, but otherwise they'll miss out on it. And how could that be? Tshuva. So answer. Kol yamai hayti mitzter al davar zeh. This always bothered me. The Radvaz says always bothered me. Ad shiraiti divrei haritva zal b'shem rabotav nishmatam noach. Until I saw the words of the Ritva, he's referring to, there are two places the Ritva discusses this, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ted Zayin and Mubet, and Tanis, Daf Lamed, I think. So he's referring to one or both of those. The Ika Trei Tchiyot, he says there'll be two resurrections, two Tchiyas HaMesim. I think that what he says here is closer. The Ritva doesn't say exactly the same thing in both places, and I think that what he says here is closer to what the Ritva says in Tanis. Echad, so there are two Tchiyas HaMesim. Echad pratit letzadikim shemetu begalut. One only for the tzadikim who died in the galus. V'hi smucha l'biyat HaMashiach. And this is close to the days of Mashiach. V'yizku l'chol yimot HaMashiach. And they will merit to live through all the days of Mashiach, beguf v'nefesh, with their bodies and their souls. V'yir'u b'tovatan shel Yisrael u'binyan habayit. They will see the goodness of the Jewish people and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yismechu b'simchat chelef avodatam. They will rejoice in the joy in exchange for the avoda that they did. That's one Tchiyas HaMesim. V'chad klalit, and then there will be a general Tchiyas HaMesim, v'yismucha l'achnasat Shabbat, close to the beginning of the Shabbos, the beginning of the seventh millennium, kasher kivalti, unikra olam tchiya, that will be the days of Tchiyas HaMesim. And that's my tradition. I'm sorry, my tradition is that Hunikra Olam Tchiyah, that's called the world of Tchiyas HaMesim, Valea Ne'amar, and on that, the Pasuk in Daniel says, Rabbi Mishenead Matafar Yakitsu, that the multitudes who are sleeping in the earth will get up. So the Radvaz brings from the Ritva also to, that there will be two Tchiyas HaMesim, but that's not the same as the Tanit Be'eliyahu. Tanit Be'eliyahu said that the second Tchiyas HaMesim is after the 7,000 years. And the Radvaz is saying in name of the Ritva that the second Tchiyas HaMesim will be before the 7,000 years. And then he continues, Shuv ra'iti shezeh muskam. And so first he says, I saw it in the Ritva, but now I see that it's something everyone should agree on. There are two Tchiyas HaMesim. And regarding the first one, it says in the Nevuah of Zechariah ben Berechiah, Od yeshvu zekinim uzkinot b'shaarei Yerushalayim, the elders, the men and the women, will yet sit in the gates of Yerushalayim. V'yafinam gzer shavah d'chtiv hacha v'yelchua mishanotam. And it says that they will walk on their canes. And we know that when Elisha did Tchiyas HaMesim, he did it with his cane. So we see from Gzer Shava that it's referring to Tchiyas HaMesim. The elders who will yet sit in the gates of Yerushalayim, it will be after Tchiyas HaMesim. So we see that there's a Tchiyas HaMesim then. Sorry, that was Eliyahu HaNavi. That was Eliyahu HaNavi. You're right. But he wanted to do it with his cane. He gave his cane to Gehazi. As he gave his cane to Gehazi, and he gave him instructions to put the cane on the mace. Gehazi didn't follow the instructions, so then Elisha had to go do it himself. So you're right. But you see that the cane is a reference to Tchiyas HaMesim. he says that this cannot be referring to the second Tchiyas HaMesim. De'ilu ala achrona ein sham lo zikna v'rov yamim. It says that second Tchiyas HaMesim, there won't be old age because it won't go on for a very long time. Ki miyad yikanes ha-shabbat. Immediately, the Shabbos, the second, the seventh millennium, which is a time of Menucha, will start. Olam Haba will begin. So when it says that there will be elders who will be walking on canes because of their great age, that could only be during the days of Mashiach. That cannot be a reference to the general Tchiyas HaMesim, which will happen right before Olam Haba begins. That's what the Radvaz says regarding two Tchiyas HaMesim. Now, as I mentioned, The Radvaz says everyone should agree to this. We don't know if everyone agrees to this. Many of the Rishonim are silent about this. And furthermore, as I said, some, the Ramban, the Yad Ramah, their Girsa is not, in our Gemara, is not Tzadikim, but rather Metim. And so they might understand this as a general Tchias HaMesim rather than a Tchias HaMesim for Tzadikim alone. This has other implications, which we'll discuss on other occasions, the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach comes or after. This question of whether there's a Tchias HaMesim for Tzadikim first is relevant to that, because the Gemara says, Gemara in Yoma, for example, discusses the order of putting on the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara says, what do you need to know for? When it's time, Moshe and Aaron will come and tell us. That implies that Tchias HaMesim will be before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, which raises other issues that we'll talk about. Also raises question, which is also discussed in a Gemara, whether Mashiach has to be someone who's alive now, or Mashiach could be someone who died already. If Tchias HaMesim for Tzadikim will be before Mashiach comes, then Mashiach could be someone who died already. And there's a Gemara that suggests that is possible. So it's also a discussion for another time. The last thing we discussed today is this idea of the tzaddikim flying around for 1,000 years while the world is destroyed. So the Ramban explains this very cryptically in Shaar HaGmul. He says, Perush Knafayim. Levishat hanefesh malachut v'itlabesh hagufima v'shalot tikpatel b'vitula yisadot. The idea of wings, of growing wings and floating in the air, is that the soul will rise to a higher level, like a malach, because we speak of malachim having wings, even though malachim are not physical beings, but we describe them as, Pasuk describes them as having wings. Okay. And v'itlabesha gufima, the guf will dress up in this nefesh that rose to a higher level. The guf will become less physical and more spiritual. Okay. And therefore, when the physical world is destroyed, the guf won't have to be destroyed. So that's what the Ramban writes. Ramchal in Dat Tvunos. No. Dat Tvunot, or Das Tvunos. In paragraph Tzadi Bet, he says, Chachameinu Zal Horunu, Sha'olam Itkayem Shita Alfei Shnin. Our Chazal have taught us that the world will exist for 6,000 years. V'charkach Elef Hashvi Hu Charuv, in the 7th millennium, it will be destroyed. V'charkach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Olamo. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will renew his world, and that's a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zion that I said we'll get to and discuss it again, or in different detail. V'od Matzanu Shamru, we also found that they said, quoting our Gemara, Al Elef Shvi, regarding the 7th millennium, Tzadikim Mahim Osim, what will the Tzadikim do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselem Knafayim, Shatim Apnei Amayim, quotes our Gemara. Mipshutan Shal Dvarim Anachnu Lemeidim Shishlosha Zmanim Yesh. From these Gemaras, on a simple level, we can learn that there are three different time periods. There's a time period of the 6,000 years, there's the 7th millennium, and then there's the renewal of the world after the 7th millennium. Shita alfei shnin ha'olam omed kamo shehu ata. For 6,000 years, the world's going to be like our world. Elef hashvi, Adain lo nitchadesh olam, in the 7th millennium. Now, when he says that for 6,000 years will be like our world, that sounds like the Rambam, who says that the days of Mashiach will be pretty similar to our days. The seventh millennium, the world will not yet have been renewed, but tzadikim heim kamo shechayu b'tchilat hamitim, the tzadikim will be exactly as they arose in tchiyas hameisim, except ella shakadosh b'chu selam knafayim, except that they will have wings. V'chidush ha'olam, and then the renewal of the world, shakadosh b'chu yechadesh et olamo chidush gamur, Hashem will renew His world entirely. V'omnam, ha'olam kamo shu'ata, the world that we see now, in the world that we have now, the body is firmly in control, like a man rules in his house. This is his world. In the seventh millennium, tzaddikim will be uplifted from the world. The guf will be out of its element, out of its comfort zone. Ve'eino elak ish noded mimkomo, like a person wandering, ukoreach natal alun, like a guest who came to sleep. Al kain lo tishar lo shlita elak Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom v'alato ahara. The guf will be like Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to Har Sinai, shekivan shi'talem min aretz lo alach od derech yoshvei aretz. Since he was visiting in Shemayim, he acted the way they act in Shemayim. He didn't eat and drink. He didn't act the way they act on earth, because he was, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans. When in heaven, do as the heavens. Alkein lo tisher lo shlita, ela kamosh rabbeinu alav shalom v'al toha harak, shekivan shin delem in arz, lo alach od b'derech yoshvei arz. V'chein, le'elef ha-shvi'i karu chazal, yom shkolo shabbat menucha l'cheir ha'olamim. The seventh millennium is called the day which is entirely Shabbos, a time of eternal rest. Why? Because there is no physical work, which is the activities of the days of Chol, the weekdays. But the body will not cease to exist. It won't be different. It just won't be in control. The world will not yet have been renewed. From the renewal of the world onward, which is the tomorrow when we will receive our reward, then there will be no need at all for the body to have any control. The body is only needed for avoda in its proper time. Then the body will be completely subservient to the neshama, to enjoy eternal goodness. The Ramchal is saying is that the period of the 7,000 years, we say that the world will be destroyed and the bodies will have wings and float. Not necessarily referring to a physical destruction. In fact, he says explicitly, the body will not be physically destroyed, and the body will not be completely subdued. When Moshe Rabbeinu was up on Har Sinai, it seems he was aware of his body, just didn't let his body bother him. As opposed to Olam Haba, where the bodies they'll be there, it seems, but have no significance whatsoever. So it's they're two different levels. He explains further in another sefer called Sefer HaKlalim, Klalim Rishonim Siman Tet, that in the middle level, the seventh millennium, Shiatchil Haguf Levatel Shlitato, the body will start to have its control nullified. Not that its powers will be nullified, but it will be elevated through the neshama. The body will have an elevated existence. In this world, the neshama is a guest, and the guf is at home. Will be the opposite. The body will be in control, and the neshama will be in control, and the guf will be a visitor. Like, again, he brings like Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Shelo avad kochotav, he didn't lose his physical capabilities. He just acted, he was a guest in another place, so he acted the way they act there. Okay. And v'rayala davar, the proof that this is so, is hamalachim shebao etzel Avraham. The malachim who came to Avraham, the pasuk says they ate. Why? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu went to their place, he acted like them. When they came to Avraham Avinu's place, they acted like him. They had to eat. Vayinyanhu, okay. The explanation is that the nature of Moshe Rabbeinu is basically physical. The nature of angels is basically, the nature of Malachim is basically spiritual. Okay. But when you go to the other one's place, you have to act the way a guest is supposed to act, the way people act. Where he is. V'chein ve'elef ha'shvi, so too in the seventh millennium, sh'adayin lo nitchadesh olam, when the world will not yet have been renewed, in the loitzterech ha'guf l'shanat t'chuko, the world, the body will not have to change its nature, except that it will have wings and be uplifted above the world. And the kedusha of the neshama will sustain, it will take the place of the body's physical needs. So it will be able to exist in a different, a somewhat different environment, but not yet a completely different environment. Okay, that tzaddikim will not need physical things, even though the world will still be as it is today. So that is the a little bit of insight, still very mysterious, obviously. And Yirtzeh Hashem will be zocha to see it. Soon, maybe before we get to Daf Tzadi Zion and discuss this further. But if not, then we will discuss it further when we get to Daf Tzadi Zion, where this Gemara appears again. Or not again, but the other, the companion Gemara to it appears. Have a good day.